Crystal Owens is the board chair of the Peace River School Division. She joins us on the line today. Crystal, thank you very much for joining us. There was a meeting last night at Dixonville School to discuss its viability and its future. As an icebreaker, I ask, how did the meeting go?
Well, in all honesty, as far as meetings like this are concerned, it was a really good meeting. Everybody was very respectful. We didn't have to worry about anything too much going on in the audience and stuff. We heard from a lot of students, and it's very clear that they are a very tight-knit, passionate community. So it was great to get out there and listen to everybody's points of view.
From a division standpoint here, Crystal, how encouraging was the feedback coming back from attendees?
It was good. We had a lot of people in attendance, so it was great to see all the seats filled and people standing up in the back. And we opened the floor. We saved as much time as we could for questions. We did a little bit of a slideshow at the beginning just to go through some of the data, but we wanted to hear from them. That was the whole point of this meeting. So we kind of set some boundaries where first-time people could come up and ask questions, but if you had other questions, you just kind of had to wait until everybody else that was a first-time question asker went first. We didn't have anybody fighting over the mic or anything, but lots of people came up. We had students write letters. We heard from past principals from the school. We heard from people that had graduated when it was a K-12 school. A lot of really passionate community members that came there to stand up for their school.
Do we know if this is a similar situation to that of Nampa School that happened a few years ago?
It's a little bit different. Ultimately, the idea is the same. Our policy is a little bit different. So in Nampa, unfortunately, we never did get to the point where we got to talk to the community. So when the policy changed now, that was one thing that we really wanted to have before we sat down and had a conversation on whether we were going to change the structure of a school or whether we were going to consider closing a school. We really wanted to hear from the community first. So that was one of the changes we made in our policy after the Nampa school conversation. And so I think that it definitely went well that way. Similar, yes, but still different.
I'm pretty sure it was, but I ask you, Crystal, how important is it to have that communication present between the division and the stakeholders when it comes to a topic like this?
Oh, it's so important that we hear from the community. At times, it's kind of unfortunate that we don't have the answers to everybody's questions because our scope is education. So there's questions coming up about what happens to the town and what happens. People ask questions about the property of their homes, and unfortunately, those are just not questions that we can answer from an educational point of view. But we fully understand why people have those questions. So when we get to these conversations, like I said, they're super important to hear that feedback. But at the same time, it's really important that we get the facts out there, too, of why we're having these conversations.
Moving forward, Crystal, where do we go from here?
So right now, now that we've had the community engagement, we are still open for any kind of feedback or if anybody has any solution ideas or anything like that. We are open until April 14th to receive that feedback. And then afterwards, the division will compile all that information, kind of put things in categories and stuff like that, and then it will be presented to the board. We have a special board meeting that will be at the end of the month, so we will set that date at our next board meeting on April 17th, and so that will be the announcement date of that meeting at the end of April, and then we'll sit down as the board, and that's what that whole meeting will be dedicated to, is to sit down and talk about all of that feedback, looking again at the facts, and see where we're going to go from here. So no decisions have been made at this time, but we just have to have a serious look at the financial situation that the division finds itself in now that we are done with reserves. So we really have to start looking at where money is going and making sure that it's going to where it is best suited to keep Peace River Schools Division being able to offer the outstanding programming that they are able to offer. So
that will work just fine. Crystal Owens is the board chair of the Peace River School Division. Crystal, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.